Note reference, 9. But we should not overlook that when an institution officially offers external incentives and openly admits to having a limited claim on the loyalty, the time, and the spirit of the participant, then the participant who accepts this, whatever he does with his reward and wherever he suggests his heart really lies, is tacitly accepting a view of what will motivate him, and hence a view of his identity. That he may feel that these assumptions about him are perfectly natural and acceptable tells us why, as students, we are generally unaware of them, not that they do not exist. A hotel that respectfully keeps its nose out of almost all of a guest's business and a brainwashing camp that feels the guest ought to have no private business for noses to be kept out of are similar in one regard. Both have a general view of the guest that is important to him and with which he is expected to agree. Extreme situations do, however, provide instruction for us, not so much in regard to the grander forms of loyalty and treachery as in regard to the small acts of living. It is perhaps only when we begin to study the memoirs of meticulous idealists, such as jailed conscientious objectors or politicized prisoners of war, with their problems of conscience in deciding how far to cooperate with the authorities.